G'day, Brett Mack.
Hey, PT. Good
morning.
How you
doing, my friend?
Very well, thank you.
You going okay?
Yes, indeed.
You know how I'm really huge into horse racing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually.
Who's Ballarat's champion Melbourne Cup winning jockey?
Michelle Payne.
Oh, there you go.
I was talking to Stevie the other day.
Were you really?
He and Paddy.
Okay.
Stevie's dad. Mm-hmm. We're up at the aquatic centre.
Yeah.
You should have seen them in their shorts.
Strutting around like they own the place, eh?
Oh, I love Stevie and Paddy and Michelle.
Yeah.
Whole Payne family, they go good. But I've got a horse racing conundrum mm-hmm. that I just don't understand. I'm totally discombobulated by this. Here's the story. Jockey Michael Poy has added his name to an infamous list of racing ranks going for home a lap early. At a race in Kyneton on Monday. Now, okay. it was a two-lap race.
Right.
He's come to the end of the first lap, had a brain fade, and thought that was the end of the
that
race.
Was it.
So he's like 500 out.
Yeah.
And he's smacking the horse on the arse, as they do, or wherever they smack him, to get him up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he passes the finishing line. Mm. He's seven lengths in front.
Mm-hmm.
of the rest of the mob who know there's a second lap to run. So he gets past the post thinking he's won.
Does he pull up?
Then, yeah, he starts to pull up.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden he looks around because he hears the gallop while he's having a little canter on his horse, and they come flying past him. And as they come past him, he's gone, oh, that's right, it's a two-lap race. Off I go again. Don't know where he came. But he's been given a two-month ban.
Oh, really?
What up with that?
Yeah,
you have a brain fade.
I suppose, you know, there's punters' money at stake. The powers that be have said that's not on.
Is that what it comes down to?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't really understand racing all that well either.
No,
PT,
neither do I.
That's a bit odd. Two-month ban, that's harsh,
isn't it? He's got a two-month ban for having a brain fade. Is it because the punters are affected by that? But surely those punters, they could just get their money back.
Mm.
They could be given their money back. Go, I mean, you know, say, sorry, this bloke's had a brain fade. Here's my apology. We give you your money back.
Apparently not. Know. Racing Victoria see it another way.
If anyone's into horse racing, I want to know why he ends up being smacked with a two-month ban, not able to go around the track.
The horse does that, not the jockey.
Oh, well, you don't know. He might talk to him while he's giving him a bit of a spanking.
It's not Mr. Ed. Okay? Just to clarify, it's a racehorse.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed. Hang on, someone's calling in. Let's just see
Righto.
If we can get some clarity here. 3BA's big show. We know nothing about horse racing, but maybe you do.
I probably know marginally more. It's Leslie again.
Hello, hey, Leslie. Can you help us out here? Why has the jockey got a two-month ban for his brain fade?
Because you're only allowed to use the whip within a certain distance from the finishing line.
Ah. He did, 500 metres out.
I think he was about a lap out from the finishing line.
Yeah, well, he was, a lap and 500 metres or something,
so,
yes.
Yeah, you've only got a certain amount of time to use to lay on the whip.
Is there any other reason that he might have been given a two-month penalty?
I think that would be enough.
Oh, okay.
In my humble opinion.
Fair enough. Well, you know more about horse racing than us, Leslie.
Good on you, Leslie.
Thank you so much. There's another caller coming in. 3BA's big show. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. It's Leonie.
Hello. Leonie and Leslie know more about horse racing than you and I, Brett Mack.
Would not be hard, PT.
There could be a safety issue in there, PT, in regards to a cantering horse amongst a pack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it could... unless he was off the track, off to the side of the track.
Oh, no, he was right in the middle of the track.
Yeah, yep. Well, there could be a safety issue there as well.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those two reasons certainly blow your reason about punters and money out of the water, don't they?
Yeah, well, at least I had a reason. What was yours? That's not a reason.
3BA's big show. Hello.
Yeah, pal. He could have been riding the third leg of the quadrilla. In the four races, and the quadrilla might be paying 10 or 12,000 bucks.
Could mate. Be.
And all of a sudden, this bloke goes and blows your money. He might have blown 10 or 12 grand.
The legend that is Pete Begooley of Redan has finally come to your rescue.
Well,
Brett Mack.
Pete, you and I are on the same page. That would make a horrifying change.
Yes, thank you, Peter.
Okay, see you later, pal.
You have a good day. Well, there we go. Safety concerns.
Yeah.
Not allowed to use the whip.
Yep.
and so
cash.
And cash.
Mm.
Here, there's no cash.